Start out by developing the supreme thought of enlightenment of Mahayana, like before. From the second point, the explanation of the actual structure of the universes, which was divided into three, namely the general explanation of the densely arrayed universe, Akanishta. Second, the particular explanation of the base essence flower ornamented universe. And third, the worlds of endurance, which is a particular category of those. Rinpoche is now going to explain the third point, the worlds of endurance.
Somba cheper cheper do yebal ni minji ngizong minji jikti ngizong telin tupe tung cheper tang ni tangbo ni tangbo minji ngizong ni te koryu che na bujun chor noru pema yiten jikten kam nyanga tsingmar ne pe chukson ba minji hidra ki sawsa.
First of all, the identification of the world of endurance. The second point would be the explanation of additional topics. But first of all, the identification of the world of endurance. It says, inside the immense boundary, there is a scented water lake. Supported by a four-petaled jewel lotus, there are 25 layers of world systems. The 13th is known as endurance.
Hipati yining yedan yingbo medoki jemba jemba ti koryok chimbu nangdo kanjin tsu yingge namnang kanjin tsu yingge ying se jete namnang kanjin tsu de juni ji ying here yingge. Puchu Jamso, Jeva Yivanta te mingre. Jeva Yivanta le payita sanu sirindwa.
La.
Seva Yivanta nebe novu pema chembo yitembe.
Seva sana.
Te mingre ta. Novu pema yitembe. Jigdin jikam nishitanga te namnan kanjin tsu ko song to yundin tene jikhen nga la tere langa nga yawari koi koi khen nga song khen nga tok jikhen nga yundin jikhen nga tene jikhen nga sewari. Sosu parvarto teda sosu partang parto parvarto seju partong balam kosong tokji hien nikyo tsanga tsanga ti parvarto parto hien ke do tarab je yang ti teda ke parta la yang teni jik ten jik kan yobare Parvar do yang do tarab jinjik din tsangmar nepe tsangmar nepe tsam choba pardang parla yang yang do tarab den tarab je tangda nya benjik din je khan tsangmar nepa ti par choba ti chuksom ba kosong tok ji hen ni hyo tsang a yebe chuksom ba de minji hi trape minji jik din je kam le Hitrape, don't some jinjik din the yinde. Minji jike do Jagar jike do Sahipa Denba Zuba Nuba Somna Jugu Yogur Cup cups of Denba, Cup cups of Zuba Nuba Jugu Yogur Hing der. Hengdar chepe simji nam nyong mongpa tang dunga la mijipa, mijipa tuyenda la jyona Hengdar nepe simji nam nyong mongpa tang dunga la mijipa teda dan hengdar denpa te nyong mong dunga dan hengdar denpa nyong mong chenpo, dunga chenpo de denpa na denpa tuyenda mijipa ne, mijipa se chete mijipa te Minji said the sorcerer same matabutandare. Minji pa sorcerer ye matabutandare. Minji pa yeva mepa ye matopa. Same matopa. Then Minji said the penatanying dawina tanying ye kavata. Young Minji pa said the mundopa. Minji pa ne sins we betonilla. Dick up so Zuizin Chimpetonji Joko. The same Zuipeton in La Hente Sancho Saba Menjin Jitinja come day San Della Neba Sancho Saba Dansamanam Ningtop Lakbar Zoji, Ningtop Chimbo Yoba Ningtop Lakbar Zoji, Ningtop Chevatan. Pave Porto Soe Passage de Humba me pavo ye penna Porto Soe, Teta de Trasso. Ya.
What would you say for Nijipa then? Chupa mepa, you said also.
Menjik pada menjik pada tuan dah cegah ya. Nyumong dan dunga je menjik pa. Nyumong dan dunga je syumbang mepa tuan dah lah jauh ni dia. Ina cegah dua soal mandapa ya. Minji se de yang tanying dawo de se kawala yang minji pasi. Dan de kapsu nyumong sanjuk sambal jam dawa. Nyumong da dunga le minjek pa shumba me beten
dal. Yang soso kie wala jal yore. Kong so nyumong dang dunga la minjek are.
Me me te nyumong da dunga da demba. Demba se jete yang nyumong dang demba. Dunga da demba. Nyumong dunga le Nyumon donga le soso ji kabuta da la yang jo yo. Soso che wala jana. Sanju samba la jana teni khamba me pa. Ya. De minji ji ton te pecha ka he la nyumon ba de yi hin ji ka ba soso se ka le ka wala yang he. Nyumon de yi hin de ne ba re. Nyumon da yihi soso se ma topa tenda wo, se kale kabo yirisi. Pecha kakhiel tenda wo kito. Ya.
Within or inside this immense boundary which surrounds the base essence flower ornamented universe, there is the expanse of Vairochana, ocean of great primordial awareness. Saying the expanse of Vairochana means that it is the expanse of Dhammata. Diro Rinpoche Pechu Gyamtso Jiru Mepa Re Song Song Ne?
Kawa
Di Kangchen Tsu Ying Ki Pechu Gyamtso Jiru Mepa Di Pechu Gyamtso Jiru Mepa Re Am Sangye Ki Shing Jiru Mepa Re
Pechu Gyamtso Jiru Mepa Re Pechu Gyamtso Te Huesar Ji Ying Da Olu Koko Re
Daso It is an inexpressible ocean of scented water, and it is inexpressible because it is the expanse of Dhammata. In the midst of countless universes, universes which are the field of the Buddha to tame in. On a large four-petaled jewel lotus, well, on this jewel lotus is on an attractive sewa ocean of scented water. We can't figure out what this sewa means. Rinpoche didn't want it to answer. On this ocean there grows a large four-petaled jewel lotus. And this jewel lotus supports 25 world systems, which are set in layers. So there are 25 world systems in layers. These 25 world systems are divided into five each, five connected to the Buddha Kaya, five connected to the Buddha speech, five connected to the Buddha mind, five to the qualities, and five to enlightened activities. So for body, speech, mind, quality, and enlightened activity, there are each five universes. These 25 universes are built up in layers. In between those universes, in the spaces or gaps between those universes, there are as many universes as there are atoms in the universes. So also the spaces between these 25 universes are filled with many universes, but the 13th of those 25 is this universe of, or this world of endurance, which we are talking about. It is a worldly system, the world of endurance. It is the 13th of this 25. It is called world of endurance. And it is, this world of endurance is a world of the three sets of thousand. Now it explains what endurance means. The original Tibetan word is mijepa. Mijepa means not to separate, not to be agitated, and the last day Rinpoche said it means not to be afraid or not to fear. In Sanskrit is saha. I didn't have the opportunity to look up what that means in English. But here, this meaning of mijepa sometimes is denpa, possessing, having, sometimes zupa, patience, forbearance, sometimes nupa, power, ability. So denpa, zupa, nupa, possessing, forbearance, enduring, or power, ability. That's the meaning of mijepa. Here it refers to, or the meaning here refers to both ordinary beings and also to bodhisattvas. Referring to ordinary beings, it means that they are not afraid of afflictions and suffering, or if you translate mijepa is not to separate, they cannot separate afflictions and suffering. They cannot distinguish. Rinpoche also just now explained afflictions and primordial awareness have a connection, and they cannot distinguish between afflictions and primordial awareness. But mainly applied to ordinary beings, it means that they possess afflictions and suffering. Here it even says they possess it very much, or they are very much involved in afflictions and suffering. In this sense here, mijepa means enduring or being patient, forbearing affliction and suffering related to ordinary beings. Related to the bodhisattvas of our universe, of this field, they have a strength of mind which is supreme forbearance, and they have fearlessness. That means they don't get frustrated. they have extraordinary fearlessness, and in this sense, then, this universe is called forbearance. Our mental strength.
Tene kien nike tanga te namnan kanjin tsu ta me to pe ma nike tanga tsukwa le ne pe tso traba kato ni traba te la kui kui kien kui song kien kui toki kien kui yuen ten ji kien kui tene ji kien nga traba to le ne pa traba kato le ne pa Song Hing, Song Kui Hing, Tambo Kunitsako, Song Kui Hing, Song Kui Hing, Song Song Hing, Song Toki Hing, Song Yen Dingi Hing, Song Teneji Hing at the Denver Catholic Hill. Toki Hing at the Toki Kui Hing, Toki Song Hing, Toki Toki Hing, Toki Toki Hing, the Joksombare, Toka Catholic. Togi and Dingy King, Togi and Teneji King are the Toka Catholic Jabari. Tene, you and Dingy King are the you and Dingy Koy King, you and Dingy Song King, you and Dingy Togi King, you and Dingy King, you and Dingy Teneji King are the Deva Catholic Jabari. Teneji King are the Teneji Koy King, Teneji Song King, Teneji Togi King, Teneji and Dingy King. Teneji and Teneji King are the Sam Catholic Chakrason. Chakson Dawati. Kunzo Jewang the Senna, then Dawaki, but a Tundan Jewang the Senna, then Namnan Kanjin Sote, Wesar Jing and Tara, same Janelo, Wesar Jing and Chakwari. Kunzo Jewang the Senna, then Namnan Kanjin Tu, then Da Koi King at the Saga Sagantella, Metopam and Damani Hutang and Tena Chapa Temperable.
The way how these 25 layers of universes is built, there is Vairochana, the ocean of great primordial awareness. His hands are in meditation posture. And within his hands there is this scented water ocean. From this scented water ocean arises or grows this lotus. The lotus with five flowers above each other. It grows up to his forehead. In the forehead there are, on the lotus, there are five realms, five world systems. In the forehead there is the world system of the Kaya, of the speech of the Kaya, of the mind of the Kaya, of the qualities of the Kaya, of enlightened activity of the Kaya. A little bit below at his throat, there are the world systems of the Kaya of the speech, the mind of the speech, the qualities of the speech, and enlightened activity of the speech. At the level of his heart, there are the five world systems of the kaya of the mind, the speech of the mind of the mind, the qualities of the mind, and enlightened activity of the mind. At the level of his navel, there are the kaya of the qualities, the speech of the qualities, the mind of the qualities of the qualities, and enlightened activity of the qualities. At the secret, there are the five worlds of the kaya of the enlightened activity, the speech of enlightened activity, the mind of enlightened activity, the qualities of enlightened activity, and enlightened activity of enlightened activity. This makes up 25 world systems, which just described on a relative level is like that. From the absolute point of view, this whole set of 25 world systems is just the expense of clear light. It is the expense of the true nature of mind.
This is a kunzob ji ki sorte se pa po de ne ji ji se pa po rao de ne nam nam kan ji zo ni ba tem ba re te jaga la ngwa ma hindu chu lok te so kan ga se pa po ke leng re se pa po la ga wo ye re konsol konso nang ba la shuk che do so ngi sa re.
For that reason, sometimes Varochana is explained as like a creator god, like a creator, that he created the whole world and also the content of sentient beings. And this might be because in earlier times the Hindus in India, they liked the idea of having a creator god. And in order to guide them to Buddhism, it was explained that Vairochana was a creator.
Ta nam nam kanji so de sem je ne lo wo sa de hi ning bo de che kwa re wo sa ji ying lo ne chi chi chu tam che char hin wo sa ji ying la ran dur dun ro bu tu da re wo sa ji ying ni char bu se na wo sa ji ma lam yin de wo sa ji ying ni char bu se na ma lam yin de wo sa ji ying la ran dur dun ro bu re kap sun ko.
But from the absolute point of view, Vairochana, ocean of great primordial awareness, is the true nature of mind, clear light, the Buddha nature. And from this expanse of the clear nature of mind, from this expanse his activity arises, and expands also this universe arises, and they need to be self-liberated back into the expanse of the clear light nature of mind, like in a dream. Yeah, this is like in a dream.
Right. Tonsum de la young, Kebdin, Lakba, Dursa Nam Jongso Hindor Choksum Ni Jinji Tinje, Rakor Yibdom Dorji Yenzi, not so long your payment traveler name, his avasum.
The second point, the explanation of additional topics. The root verse says, this world of three sets of thousand is perfectly surrounded by. No, these are names of the continents. By covered, superior, free of dust, complete arising, and so on. By as many worlds as there are dust particles in the 13 Buddha fields. In 13 Buddha fields. Its shape is spherical. It has a border of four vajras and abides on a lotus net which is held by a mandala of different winds.
Menji tong som benjik tin de kona la yan dan de kap som menji de tong som benjik tin zam ya gan do de kona la yan de hyalo no zan la kare cha yir se na hyar hyar je so na kedin ki sa benjik tin lor lak pin jik ting, nob da dada jin jik ting, sang da nam jong gin jik ting, tsam nam so, tsam yela, pen zi, kun song yon su gawa, po zi, ten tsam yela yawarin. Ten o to yang ro tang, ten to yang ro in sara, yang ro gin jik ting tang, wo to, mecheba hi sawa la sopa, sanje je, Hing chuk som Sanje je Hingdor chuk som Tanyi je Koyne rabdo kor hing Tan minji jen ta So chuk linjik ting je kam ta nye wul kar yuris Te tam je dombo se nung kor yuris Dombo Dorji Kor hing yep dombo Jik ting je kam yang dombo re Je ते सो जो निंजिक ते निंजिक कहाँ जो कोई उनका दंबो से न कोई हो रहा है ते तंसांग की क्या चोट डाके तो वो यंग वो लायंग तें तो वो ला नाम तो लेते हो रे मातो चेपा में वाले तो ता दंबो चाहिए उन्हें ये दंबो दर्जे ये सामचीन ये दंबो इन्दु दर्जे ये सामचीन दर्जे ये रंग ये जो Chou mudo pa, yu mudo wa, dene dorje ye ye pan samchin. Dorje te sadon ra ho ma yin pa, dene nuhyuk lu koko yo le no. Dombo, dorje ye ye samchin. Tengsang ya, dene nyema dawa njik ten de solo nuhyuk jing do, tsene baka seke do gong, te ta nuhyuk de lu koko yo le. Lingi njik ten re re le yu mudo pa nuhyuk tang. Dene yang, tong tangpo de nye pa to sunpa re re le nuhyuk yo le seke do gong. Ta, Nasu linkin jik ten je kam ten tani teni linkin jik ten je kam rempe dombo san go yore. Dorji san sam jin, dorji san sam jin, yo mro wa, dorji san sam jin. Kado na zope, long jin gor je zonwa, teni long jin gor je zonwa tele yang kado karre, kado na zo jin. Kado na zope, long jin gor je zonwa, jik ten je kam tasu long jin gor je zonwa, yo mro. Rang sacha ni ta yo mudo wandao zonwa zimba pemi trawa la ne bawo tezo tam je tene pemi trawa la ne ba se ta nyokka trawa ndawo la ne te zo ke ga do
sin kam kanka di pemi
ji ten je kam kanka so so la trawa ndawo le wore di patal ne ba
so so la
tene ta tene ko da te ba cha Yeah.
So I have to change it back again, no?
Payment trawa de payment rang mahin ba nuhyok ke payment trawa ne ba. Jik ting ji kaan desu. Nuhyok ke payment trawa la ne ba. Nuhyok rawa te la yo mudo te la payment trawa si jaga duwa. Tan jik ting ji kaan desu trawa ne ten trawa wu lo yo gore.
Then the jitengi come then so lungi zumba.
Longa zumba. Penzi yo mudowa payment travel and nepa, New York travel and egg. Yeah.
I think we have to change the root text here. It says, it has, zwei, vier, on the fourth line it says, its shape is spherical, it has a border of four vajras. Then you should say, it is held by a mandala of different winds and abides on a lotus net. Once more, its shape is spherical, it has a border of four vajras. Is held by a mandala of different winds and abides on a lotus net. Did I read the root text already? Now it describes the continents of this world of endurance. these names which follow are only the names of this world of endurance. This world of endurance is also a so-called three set of thousand. The continents into the different directions are, to the east it is called covered, to the south it's called superior, to the west it is called free of dust, and to the north it is called complete arising. Then we have the intermediate directions. There are, the first one is called benefiting, the next one is called always moving, the third one is called utterly joyful, the fourth one is called transferring. Then the one above is called resounding melody, and the one below is called not large. All these continents are again surrounded by as many universes as there are dust particles in 13 Buddha fields. The shape is spherical. Tene du sangyigi shing du chusum jang nye.
Chusum je chang da nye.
Chusum
je. Ha chang je che bi tuan da rama.
Right.
Sangye ji kien re re la dor sang je ma cha pa ye re. Dor chusum je chang da nye ba se. Tuan da tse me bi tuan da.
What it actually means, it means it's beyond number. It's 13 Buddha fields, and within 13 Buddha fields there are immeasurable dust motes or dust particles. You can't count them. It just means immeasurable. So they are surrounded by immeasurable Buddha fields. Immeasurable universes. Their shape is spherical. That means the shape of as well the continents as the main world is spherical. Rinpoche says this also corresponds to what the scientists nowadays discovered, that all the worlds are spherical. That all the worlds are spherical, like the scientists said, well, the sun is spherical, the moon is spherical, and all the stars, they are spherical. And they are surrounded, or they are held together by a boundary of four vajras. Four vajras means it is talking about the power or the energy of the four vajras. This again corresponds to what the scientists say, namely that all these planets are held together by energy. The planets themselves are held together by energy, and also the whole world system is held together by energy, as we saw yesterday when it was talking about that one world system is held together by energy, or by a boundary of energy, and then the first set of thousand again is held together by a boundary of energy, the second set of thousand again, and the third set of thousand again. So this world is held by a mandala of different colors, colored winds. All the worlds are held by a mandala of wind with the different colors, and they abide on a lotus net. As their base, there is the lotus net. That means it's not, again, not a lotus, as we imagine a lotus, but it is again a lotus net of lotuses which are made of energy. So they are based on an energy net.
Tene dorje ye se je de chik se na tan jik te je khan ta so la dorje ye te ne hok rawa yere te senang ra ba yen da wo yin si sa
sinang
se da nang ne hok ra ba yen da wo yo pe nan jik te je khan de la ya pa tar yo mo do ne hok yero ba dorje ye se je te so re re li ya ba ma yin ba senang ra wo Rimba. Rimba yeye pandawo, tendawo yinsi sara.
When they talk about this four, this border of four vajras, then the vajras are energy fields. And these energy fields seems to be fields in layers from out to from inside to outside, that there seem to be four layers, one after the other, which holds the world system together.
And
if there weren't this energy field holding together the sun, the moon, and all the planets, then one says all the planets, the sun and the moon, would just draw apart and maybe bump together at points. That's why one needs this energy field. The next two lines of root verse say, the teacher of this universe is Vairochana. He abides pervading Akanishta of pure states.
Tonsum de tumbam, Tonsum jin de tumbam, Chutumba, Tumbam, Longa number Nazi, Kimbo the Turba, Longa Namnang de Turba, Namnang Kimbo the Tanjik, Tinjikan Chakbe Yendra Yamodo, Namnang Kimbo the Turba, Tama Nejumi, Zuka Nedi Chibdela, Ne Tama Yer, Susiki with Jim Topper and Pakbamado. Ne Tama Omi, Ne Tama Yen Tokyo Omi, Tela Tama Omi Zendo, Tama Omi Je, Ne Tado Chapari Yokin, Wamsok Kimbo Namje, Wamsok Kimbo Namje, Wizu Chutumba, Tan Chutumba, Tumber Zep, Truba Jatim Kukikte, Kukiko, Sete.
The teacher of this set of 3,000 is an emanation of the great Nimanakaya Vairochana, the great Sambhogakaya Vairochana, excuse me. So the teacher who teaches in this world system is an emanation of Vairochana also, of the great Sambhogakaya. Denn die Kum Mangpo du am Kutschikre.
Kum Mangpo ja re, ki ja re.
Ja so.
Ja, die geht, schon lange da waren da.
Ja so.
Mangpo ja re, ki ja re.
Ja so.
Turgi Chikre, Turpa Mangpo re. Namke da warte, Turgi Chikre. Schon lange da warte, Mangpo re, Katze jere, Tse jomare. Chotama, Katze jona, Titan jere, Tse mepare.
The difficulty with the text here to translate was we couldn't figure out whether it is just one emanation of Vairochana or many, whether it's a singular or a plural. So I asked Rinpoche right now, is it a singular or is it a plural? Is there one emanation or are there many? Rinpoche said, it doesn't even matter. They are as well one as many. It is like the moon, the reflection of the moon in the water. You have one base. It's just one moon there, which is the base for all the emanations. And if you look from different angles at the water, you see very many reflections of this moon. And that's the same thing with Vairochana here. There's one basic Vairochana, and there are many reflections or many emanations of this Vairochana. Because here it says, this kaya, a vast emanation, pervades all akanishta. And this akanishta is the akanishta of the pure state. Describing the word system, one speaks of four pure states. These four pure states are not reachable by ordinary beings, just the Aryas abiding on the bhumis can reach these four pure states. And the akanishta is the highest of those. Tene nampanangse di ogmin matok kyapgidu am ogmin bardo kyapgidu.
Omen jene taat chapar yog. Omen jene le chapar yogan rawa kyedu.
Baso digi ogla kyapgimin duke.
Di wala chapgimin duke.
Baso. So it says it pervades the akanishta of the pure state. I asked Rinpoche whether it pervades all the universe which is below that, but it doesn't seem to be like that. Below that is pervaded by the Sangye Chok, by the Nirmanakaya, by the supreme Nirmanakaya of the Buddha.
Chapter te pena so tempo korkorti yona dele cheta namka dava chik ma to khaga mare ine yo so kavani te na rang den na dava thongre kanga la chap de ba dao meke jujin so bka so kanga la chap de ba dao yere meke ma te ne yang kanga la chap de ba tene cheta chik ma to mine yang so kasa kane te na rang den na dava re re yere ten dao la Tene chapa se kanga la chapte pandao.
Tene ogmin di di nampa nangse gi longku gi kyapare tene digi ogla.
Longku trulpa tese
som. Longku trulpa. Tene digi ogla di sangye gi trulku.
Chok trulku inga ina dela sangye.
Kasangye. Kasang song song. So the way how Akanishta here is pervaded by an emanation of the Sambhogakaya of of Vairochana is like an ocean is pervaded by many, or a lake is pervaded by many reflections of the moon. There's just one moon up there, but according to where you stand and where you stand, you see a different reflection of the moon. So when the right causes and conditions come together, when you look with your eye at a special place, you will see the reflection of the moon right there in the water. The same thing is here also. The emanation of the Sambhogakaya Vairochana pervades Akanishta. Wherever the conditions come together, he will emanate.
Lingyin den chomba tang ding hin he delang lingyi yen ba chui kor he sa ba song te ta tang dang na zo ne bi lingyin de le min kar se ba din tha la kan de yir song do min ji de ti wu su zu ba na zu tang dang lingyin de min ji ji tin de wu rang le yu ba ke ji ki do min ji de wu su zu ba lingyi ben ji tin de ne
ngatso ne pe jikting dene chomba den den ba hitala ming lingi re re le ming gi go gundo chomba den den
dine chom den de gi den da marave
ha chom din de leng se chomba den den ba se go gundo ming le chomba den den ba ta chom phir ma da ba ing gur te ga ni ga ni ga chom se je te du gi chomba la ju re chig chig le chomba la ju re phin sin chig chig le chomba la ju re da ma da do ཁྱི Lor Gava, Nob de Zoeka, Sand Ningbo, Sam Yella, Nindi, Sazang, Singe Yopa Namsa, Tendun Nonzinje, Lingi, Wodo Dinki Sava, Chui Korva, Ta Ling de Tani Hu Ling Jode, Ming Hebari, Chui Cover Song So. Ya. Tanga to Lincoln, the Lingi Tany, he jot the car, the Mindy.
I didn't finish the part from before, I didn't finish translating. It was that the Sambhogakaya emanation of Vairochana appears in Akanishta, in the Akanishta of the Pure States. And he teaches the Dharma in the middle of the great powerful ones like Ishvara and so on. So he's teaching the Dharma there. Then the next root verse says, this four-continent world is called Destroyer. This also has four continents and is surrounded by 10 others. We could say it also has four continents, sounds nicer. Now we are talking about our world where we are staying on, therefore this four-continent world. This is our world. Our world is also a four-continent world, which is in the middle of this world of endurance, of this worlds of endurance. Not right? We should leave it like it is, the root text? Or what? Tene Ling Denso di Shintu Sungwa Gawa di Yang Ling Shi Yupa Jik Ten Rave.
Read it, Chipa. Natu Ling Jik Ten de Ta Ni Hu So Jola Ling Karadu. Tenin Ta Yeba Rava. The same in him, Madawa. Ta Ni Hu Ling Jur.
Then let's change the root text and say it is. Also surrounded by 10 other four-continent worlds. Okay, it is surrounded by 10 other four-continent worlds. Once more, this four-continent world is called Destroyer. It is surrounded by 10 other four-continent worlds. So our world here is also a four-continent world, and it is in the middle of the world system, which is called Endurance. And it has a name. Rinpoche says one has to give it a name. Therefore, they just call it Destroyer. In Tibetan, it is Chom. And this Chom just means destroying. It could be the destruction of the four Maras, or that one destroys each other in this world, but it doesn't really have a meaning, it's just a name. And only this, our world, is surrounded, no, this, our world is surrounded by ten continents, which are also four continent worlds. And it just gives the name of only our continent, of this ten closest four-continent worlds. The following ten four-continent worlds are described according to, first to the in the four directions, then to the intermediate states, and then above and below. It gives the name. The four-continent world in the east is called well protected. To the south it's joyful. To the west is difficult to bear. To the north it is called genuine essence. Then in the intermediate directions it is called friendly, good earth, full of lions, complete accumulation. The one above is called jewel holding, and the one below is called radiating light. So it just gives the names of the 10 closest four continent worlds which surround our four continent world. So describing this world system, it is our four continent world. We seem to be in the middle, and then we are surrounded by the 10 four continent worlds again. And again, outside there are the infinite worlds and so on, world systems, which were described yesterday in the Mahayana description. So like this, the whole thing seems to be a sphere, like we are in the middle, and then the other are spherically arranged around us, and then again the infinite worlds are kind of spherically arranged, and it seemed we are in the middle, it seems, and it's a nice idea that we are in the middle of all of that.
Because
the idea of a spherical, that this universe is spherical, is based on that our world, first of all, is spherical or is a sphere also. This we know from our experience, and we know that all the planets around are also a sphere. So as it's described here, our own world is a sphere, and then all the worlds in the 10 directions are a sphere. And this is again surrounded by many other worlds which are a sphere, that gives the whole thing a spherical idea. And all of that is kept together by energy. If we think about that very well, then it will be easy to realize emptiness and equality, because actually there is no above and there is no below, there are no four directions, there is no east, no north, no west. Therefore, everything is equality, if we think about this way of the universe. When we stand on our earth, then we think, well, our head is above and we are standing, our feet are below, and above us is the space. But those people who directly on the other end of the world, they think that their head is above and their feet are standing on the ground, although they are just the other way around, they're just in the other direction. From our point of view, they just stand upside down. But from the idea of that space has no above and there is no below, there is no possibility of somebody standing upside down.
Teda changik dunyam se parsum sabju wamsu koni joyo lo. Tikpa tumong do yonza trakpa na tongsum benjik tin samke changik dunyam do se partina. Ta tikpa tumonga tikpa de nyinti ki tikpa de nyambore. Tikpa tumong do yonza trakpa nyinti tikpa tang nyam do yonza trakpa ne tongsum jik tin jik kam samke chakpa yang nyam do cha. Tikpa chimbi lokin he look nature jachevan, then sabju wamsok papa sanju samba sabju wamsok nam kone joyole, nirang lor muhongo, ninto da ranja de lol hungumare, toto mares. Doa?
Think natu lol hungano.
Natu lol hungare, tikpa chimbo.
Da hungano da.
The next two lines of, or the last two lines of root text say, these are taught to form and disintegrate at the same time. Such a reality is only the sphere of experience of the mighty ones on the 10th Bhumi. Satchui Wangchung. Oh, on the 10 bhumis it has to be, huh? Or Satchupe Wangchung or Satchui?
Satchui Wangchung. Satchui Wangchung. Satchui Wangchung said, then Pakwa. Papa Sanchu Sambakanga.
Sadangone. Chupapa.
Do a matoba, then you're not here for the
one. So it should be the mighty ones on the 10 bhumis. In the common vehicle, that means the yana or the vehicle of the shravaka, which includes the shravaka yana. This common vehicle explains that the three sets of thousand, that the worlds of the three sets of thousand, that they form at the same time and that they disintegrate at the same time. That means they come about at the same time and they disintegrate at the same time. This is what is taught in the common vehicle, which also includes the Shravakayana. But here in the Mahayana, they talk about more than just the three sets of thousand. Here it says they talk about the base essence flower ornamented universe, and it says that the whole base essence flower ornamented universe forms together and disintegrates at the same time. It also says in the text that this base essence flower ornamented universe is the field of the activity of a single supreme Nirmanakaya. It comes about or it forms at the same time and it will disintegrate at the same time. But such a vast reality, namely the reality of the universes as they are explained according to the Mahayana, is just the object or the sphere of experience of only the bodhisattvas who dwell on the 10 bhumis. Only the noble bodhisattvas dwelling on the 10 bhumis. It is not an object of experience for the shravakas. For the shravakas or the pratyekas. It is just an object for those who dwell on the bhumis. So Rinpoche says, we who are, according to the Mahayana, we should be able to understand it. We have to see whether we can grasp it or not.
Kare.
Once more, the four continent worlds, these four continents are not no planets, but they are just the four directions. And you cannot.
For
dimensions.
And this four dimension means you are not able to travel from one continent to the other one. You can only be born or be reborn. Because it's for space or four dimensions. So it would mean also that Zambuling.
The world galaxy will be
complete.
Will be just Zambuling, you said.
Because there you can go by rocket, which is a nice rocket.
Oh, our Western kind of. How would you say dimensions?
Expense.
Then Lama Shenda Gisung Kong Yang Ling Shi Jiktengi Kosung Are. Then Ling Shi the Mene Shinkam Mare, the Ling Shi the Ying Shenda Chigre, in a Ying Dila Jotuk Kinindu, then a rocket Yena. Tene ling sendala jutup gimindu diena yang kiewa jema par kiewa lang tupkidu ina yang rocket yuna jutup gimindu ling sendala
ling gimindu
jutup gimindu
me ling gi tin di kan dela tene ginda zo chaleng lo ling
One set of a four continent world is based on one ground, on one ocean. If that were true, what the Lama says, then it would mean that they have no connection and they cannot be connected by one ocean and one ground where this one set of a four continent world comes from. Therefore, Rinpoche thinks it's a mistake. One set of a four-continent world is connected together by one ocean. So therefore, within this set, you have Sha, Limpopo, Lo, Zambuling, and so on. Within that set, you should be able to travel.
Sagong dala ling yim ever yan, then ling yil and ever tani. Karma no yi.
La
Sagong dala ling yim matana, then sada jamso and ever never chagrava. Tedo money. Ling yet is sagong da jamso chili tingo.
You should speak louder, I can't hear you.
Zambling city, Jagats over Seviol and Zambling Yari, Yenda to the Sagong del Sangor. You think the Kangal Zambling Sigmare Jagats over Seviol Lumba, you change Tong Rabot Segre, Jaga Jana signed away. Kangal and Zambling Sigmare Sagong del Sango Tanda Sagong del Ling Yede. Zambling city, Jagats over Sebulum Balsigri, Zambling City. Kangal and Zambling City. Dickers were Ling Yepinji in the Kamsigilwa. The name Sagong the Jipon Zambling Yan, the name Ling Yenda Sosori, and there was anime. To do your money.
So then the set of four continents, what is called Zambuling then? Continent.
Jagatsu wode. Mwenpa ni kye pen zambuling te la za, tse mwene yawana jaga le te se chie se mato mewa se dimo.
Tene gyaka rang zambuling re?
Wu ten je, tso wode jagar yaw. Tene ngatsu? Jaga ji yeb te ya sokwan ra wo yore, sokpo yem ra wo. Yinda does a link in that here.
So the whole Zambuling is just our continent, or just our world. They said that India was the middle, and then the continents around that are the four continents. So this is all included within our globe. This is what is zambuling, yes.
Zambuling is
kare jaga chhe injurchi trok se yo jaga jana parpo po chambala la soba yavre jamne yuchi trok yavre
it is Well, that's what they at that time considered the whole world. They didn't know about America.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
what
I
was going to say. So Zambuling was the Indian subcontinent of China.
Yes.
Known world. All the rest.
Yes. So that's what they at that time considered the whole world, being having India as the center. And it was, that time they spoke of six, surrounded by six main other countries, which was China, Tibet, Shambhala, and so on. What they
Nepal, Bhutan,
what they considered to be the world at that, those days. But it is our, all Zambuling is our
planet.
What they actually meant by the four continents, Shalupa Po Lord Zambuling, this is not specifiable anymore. One can only specify what Zambuling is, and Zambuling itself is India. In the lung, Kadogyopa lung, Yare.
Kadogyopa nushuk.
Nushuk.
When by the long cola say that the long chinkor, send a long cordel with you, whatever. And then they come so dodgy nushuk.
When I'm Kadogdila, Karadu, then a lung de can dress a Kadogyopa.
And then the long here, Masoma, dodgy ye.
Long young sesong. Di diginang la sagi du.
Long zong are.
Are. Long zong are. Kune kadok natsok pe lungi kilko gi zong wa.
Te kadok madaba natsok pa yiru tere. Kadok chiki madaba.
Dasong.
Kadok cha wale.
It's just colors. And it doesn't describe the colors. It just says various colors of wings. Generally, one describes wind in six stages. Oh, I see. In the Abhidhamma, one describes wind generally in six different phases or stages. Or there are six different kinds of winds. Wind that draws things together. Wind that spreads things out and so on.
But
today's talk, this is about how the, from the point of view of the Mahayana, not just the Abhidhamma. And Rinpoche thinks the Mahayana is a better explanation because it accords much better to what we nowadays think about the universe. Everything is round and things like this.
Dorji Lugina. Yeah, the Senjik Dinja Khan, Jik Dinja Khan Serur, Nang Dorji Lu, Yin Sejit, Jinkor Jilla, Sumbuti, 사자 전부 찍을 자르기 해봐요. 등골질로.
자기야 전부 송성해?
그래, 이게 사자 전부. 강가 이게 사자 전부 찍을 짜당으로 봐라. 세능 인수 내 찍어야 돼. 대 등골 등골로 좀 쓰고 그거. 등골도 원효 등골로 좀 쓰고.
In the Kala Chakra, then, one speaks from outer, inner, and other. One speaks about outer, inner, and other. Outer, it's outside the outer worlds, the outer world systems. Inner is your own inner Vajra body. And other are the deities of the mandala. All these three together, the outer, the inner, and the other, are just one thing, namely the display of primordial awareness, Mahamudra. This is like, this explanation of the Kala Chakra is like a dream. In the dream, you also seem to have outer worlds. You seem to have your body, which is inner. And in between, in the space, if you then see gods and deities of the mandala, then you also have outer, inner, and other. But all of these appearances are just the display of your one mind. It is just the display of just only the true nature of mind, Mahamudra. But according to the Abhidhamma teaching, the outer worlds came about due to the power of karma, and they are presented as if they were truly existent. This is an explanation which accords to the way how sentient beings are deluded, because it seems to us sentient beings that things truly exist, and therefore according to their impression, it is explained.
Then Zogba Chenpo Lola, Kata Zogba Chenpo Lola, then Kwande Je Nama Tham Che Hyasur, Kengkam Che Nama Hyasur Hebre. Zogba Chenpo Lola, Kata Zogba Chenpo Lola,
Lung,
Ying, Lung Am Ying Le, Mata Pe Kowa Hyasur, Takpe Kengkam Hyasur Yang He Hebre. Rinpa Yen. Lungro Go Je Se Kendo. Madap nama syarba go, madap nama tatap nama syatur la, go jaya se kebari, syatur jaya kebari.
In Maha Ati or Maha Sandhi, there is also a presentation which is that all the worlds come about from the expanse of primordial purity, Maha Ati, Maha Sandhi. All the impure worlds come from that, but also all the pure appearances. There is a presentation which is called the Eight Doors of Spontaneous Presence, which describes the appearance of all impure worlds and pure worlds, of pure appearances.
Then Rava Sanje Jinjik Tinje Kam Chaksur Madrava Soma Te Jumsin Karasana Sanje Jidemba Drapa Zigna Soma Mare Simchin Jin Trusur Tan Tuen De Madrava Soma Te
If the Buddha presents these different ways of how the world or universes arises, then it is not that the Buddha sees that these worlds are truly existent when he says so, but he just teaches that to according to the capacity of sentient beings.
Jarve Nguyenpari Khenpen Thakye Dho Sungmen Dursa Mepa Wangke So Sungmari Tsika. Jarve Jarva Sanjere Nguyenpari Khenpen Thakye Dho
Jarve
Denba Tropaji Jin, and one body came and touched the dend of Jizin Sumba Mare. There is a Mopa that the person Paris. And Jikinji Chaksu Matas.
There is another, well, this is stated also in the text here of the Treasury of Knowledge, where it says, the victorious one, or the Buddha, did not teach Gyalwe Ngenpa Shempe Ta Chiktu.
Ta Chiktu se Ta Chiktu je ten ten de re song ne. Denpa Trupa je songpa ma re. Song sar mandava mambu songpa te Denpa Trupa je zing ne. Denpa Trupa mandava zing ne Ta Chiktu songpa ma re. Durse Trusor ta Mepa Dung Chempa songpa.
It says, the victorious one did not teach one extreme that comes from him, or that is truly existent, but he taught according to the capacities of those to be tamed. That means the Buddha did not say, this one thing is the one really there. Or he did not say, there are different types of truly existent things. But he taught according to the capacities of those to be tamed. He taught according to the capacities of sentient beings. For that was why he taught different stages of the reality.
Rinpoche said that we're at the center of the sphere, and that's a nice idea. It seems like that, since direction is dependent on, is just a relative concept, then that doesn't really have any inherent reality either. So I'm wondering what then is, if there's a purpose or if there's a reason why, in the relative sense, we should think of us being in the middle of the sphere.
Die Ringsunge Kapsu, die Ngatsu Zambuling, Ling Shipe, Jikten di Ujavo Re Song Song. Tene.
Ling Yipen Jikdinka, Chomba Dende.
Re, Chom Dengi, Jikten di Ujavo Re.
Di.
Re, Tene di, Ling Shiva Jipten Shugi Kogido. Tene Rinpoche Song Song, Tene Ngatsu Udu Yinva, di. Samlo Yapoche Ginsare. Tene.
Samna Yapoche. Samna Yapoche.
You wanted to know why it is a good idea?
Well, if, since in the absolute sense there's no, you know, the direction of being middle or edge or whatever doesn't have any here, why is it? What's the reason to think of it?
Tene yine yang dendam du di shalo nu dindavu yomare. Denn ihr könnt ob du ngatsu udo yimpe pa yapo yimpe gyumtsen karere dila gyumtsen chigere am gyumtsen mepa
de gyumtsen yere ngatsu ngatsu gan yepa de gu le ya ne de ne cha lo no sang ye ya go de de le la bon de de ne yin chi pare
there is a reason for why it is good to think that we are in the middle, because then it's very easy to define north, east, west, south, and all the directions.
Then after laying the wheel, Mina, then they let children draw the Dombo de Zohigmar.
And also, we couldn't understand the world system to be round if we weren't in the middle.
Then after wheel, you want the
Yes, if we think that we are in the middle, then we can easily understand that everything is a sphere, all the ten continents surrounding us and all the other world systems surrounding us. It's more easy to understand.
But really there's no edge of the sphere. There's no point outside the sphere. Right.
Which sphere? Of the base is base essence power on it. Which sphere?
Never mind.
When they say na namkalan thabu mebe say na tele ne benjitin korang la netolan thabu jaya meberin.
Actually, there is no direction. Rinpoche says there is no northwest, and there is no world in the center. It's just the space pervades all of the worlds, all of the four continent worlds. But it's much easier to think of us being in the middle. Yes, please paint a picture and think about it. Now we have to recite it once. From the very beginning?
Ganga.
Yes, from the very beginning.
The very beginning, reading the Lord, writing.
Recite.
Yeah.
The initial causes and conditions, general and particular. For as long as there is the expanse of space and the disposition of sentient beings, for that long the compassion of the victorious ones and the karma of sentient beings will not be exhausted. Therefore, due to the interrelation of those to be tamed and the Buddha's attainers, inconceivable universes appear. When the family potential or element of those to be tamed awakens, the Buddhas, the Tamers, the universes, and the arrays of Buddha Kayas appear. They demonstrate methods of taming such as miracles beyond measure, though not changing into anything other than the extreme phenomena. Through causes such as blessings, aspirational prayers, karma, and the power of Dharmata, the oceans of universes appear. Arkanishta, which is free of adventitious stains, is beyond the three realms. It is primordial awareness, impartial, self-appearing, spontaneously present and densely arrayed. There abides Vairochana, ocean of great primordial awareness. On one spore of his body there are 1,000,000,000 universes. Location, shape, size, duration, and arrayment are inconceivable. Within a single dust particle in the palm of his hand, oceans of world systems are contained. In the midst of many world systems, there is the base essence flower ornamented universe. Up to Akanishta is the four continent world. 1,000,000,000 of those are the great set of 1,000. Then through repeatedly multiplying by 1,000,000,000 times,
There are infinite elections, infinite continuity, infinite ocean, and base essence flower ornamented universe. Each continent world is based on an ocean and has a boundary. All this is the taming field for our supreme monarchia. Inside the immense boundary there is a scented water lake, supported by a four-petaled jeweled lotus. 25 layers of world systems. The 13th is known as endurance. This world of three sets of thousand is perfectly surrounded by covered superior, free of dust, complete arising, etc. By as many worlds as there are dust particles in 13 Buddha fields. Its shape is spherical, it has a border of four vajras. It's held by a mandala of different winds and abides on a lotus net. The teacher of this universe is Vairochana. He abides pervading Akanishta of the pure states. This four continent world is top destroyer. It is surrounded by 10 other four continent worlds. These are taught to form and disintegrate at the same time. Such a reality is only the sphere of experience of the mighty ones on the 10 bhumis.
Tate mambun don lo lo zong tene charan su te tene patso da tela keje ki kande yon da.
This you have to recite many times, you have to learn it by heart, and then you can go out talking and discussing with the scientists. Chuti Nang.
Nang.
Isn't it? No. Yes. Nimasungi Jila Chuti. Give the translators a rest also. The thing is, the next topic of the Fija of the Gul of the treasury of knowledge, which will be the 10 deeds of the Buddhas, will start on the 12 deeds of the Buddha. We'll start on Monday. And there are still two more days, which, from my interpretation, are not in the capability of any translator. Rinpoche proposes to make 2 days holidays of the teachings in the morning, not 2 days holidays of the individual studies of the Tibetan. Yes, you could take the time in the morning to think about how this world system is made up. You could discuss with each other. Maybe there are scientists under you who have a scientific view about it. You could discuss and find out the relations, but use your time. The classes will still be going on, and then the next teaching will be on Monday about the 12 deeds of a Buddha.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay, or it's good if you meet here at 9 o'clock. You recite the 37 practices of a bodhisattva together, and yeah, and then make your classes. Talk, he didn't say.
Mm-hmm.
Is that okay?
Okay, okay.
Devante,